Well, my opening story today is about a little four-year-old girl who was sitting on her grandfather's lap because he was reading a story to her. And as he was reading, at some point, she just reached up and gently touched his face and felt the wrinkles on his face. And then she put her hand to her own face and she touched her face. And she said, "Grandpa, I have a question. Did God make you?" And he said, "Yes, dear. God made me." And she said, "And did God make me?" And he said, "Yes, sweetheart, absolutely. God made you." And once again, she reached up and gently touched his face, and she touched her own face, and then she looked at him and asked, "He's getting a lot better at it, isn't he?" Our topic today is, "An Old Man Shall Dream Dreams." And this is a scriptural line that could be found in two places. It appears first in the book of the prophet Joel, and then many, many years later, it would be written by the authors in the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts. You know, the Gospels are so exciting and so terrific, and so many of the letters, the epistles, give us insights as to what the early church must have looked like. But because the Gospels are so focused on and so concentrated on, we tend to skip over this really valuable book of Acts. So let me give you some background. The book of Acts was written by the same author who wrote the Gospel according to Luke. And in fact, the book of Acts is a sequel to that Gospel. And biblical scholars tell us that it was written probably early on into the second century, which means all of the characters that appear in the story of the book of Acts have long passed away. And that book of Acts, which is short for the Acts of the Apostles, is so appropriately named because that's what it's all about, the acts and the actions of the apostles and the disciples of Jesus after he takes his leave. And so at the very beginning of that book, we learn that so many of Jesus' followers are still kind of stuck in an old mindset. Because just before Jesus ascends, they ask him the question, they pose the question to him, "Lord, has the time come now for you to restore the kingdom of Israel?" And so after everything that happened, all of the drama, the death and resurrection, they still didn't get it. They were still locked into sense consciousness. But soon after that changes because Pentecost comes along and they allow themselves to be thoroughly immersed in Spirit. And that event, by the way, is the official birthday of Christianity in the world. And so they are so immersed in Spirit that they can't contain themselves. They become absolutely giddy as they go out into the streets and begin to preach the good news. In fact, their enthusiasm is so wild that it leads some people to think that they had been drinking. And that's when Peter steps forward and gives a very loud and powerful speech. And he says, "These men are not drunk because look at the hour of the day. It is way too early for somebody to have been drinking, but they are drunk in spirit." And as part of that speech, he gives that line, which is our talk topic today, "An old man shall dream dreams." As this topic came to me, I had to ask myself that question. Do I dream dreams? And I'm not talking about what happens in my head after it hits the pillow. But do I still hold visions? Do I still have a vision for the world? Do I still hold a vision for my family? Do I still hold a vision for this congregation? Do I still hold a vision for my marriage? Do I hold a vision for my life? And so I took some time and I really took it to prayer and just asked that question. And the answer that I came away with, in all honesty, was, well, yes and no. In that no part is because I really think it's important to always be realistic to some extent, to not go off of the deep end, to remain grounded. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was on a panel of guest speakers at a corporate event that was sponsored by AARP, A-A-R-P. And one of the questions that the moderator asked of the panel was to share with us a time in your life, you know, a dream, a lifelong dream that you have had, whether that dream has been realized or not. And when it came time for me to give my response, what I shared was that ever since I was a small boy, I held this dream that I wanted to be the starting shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. Well, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I've since decided it's time to let go of that. Not because I'm old, or not just because I'm old, but being really honest, I never had that kind of talent. I was just being unrealistic. We all have things that maybe it's time to let go of. I think it's very healthy every once in a while to just allow ourselves to get real. But at the same time, it's really important for us to understand that the door never really closes on anything, regardless of how way, way out there it might seem, because it's true that with God, all things are possible. And we are reminded of this time and time again if we read and listen to the scriptures. So Abraham, for example, who is the patriarch of the entire Judaic Christian heritage, he and his wife Sarah have a son, Isaac, many years after their childbearing years. And we get that same message again in the story about Zechariah and Elizabeth, who parented John the Baptist again years after their childbearing time had come and gone. In my own life, I always wanted to be in the ministry. And I may have shared this story with you before. I didn't do anything about this until about 9 to 10 years ago. And when the time was getting close for me to go off and go into the seminary, boy, I started getting cold feet. And I started having all kinds of doubts. And I had lunch with Megan McDonough at the time. And I shared with her, I said, God, Megan, do you understand how old I'm going to be when I graduate and get ordained? And Megan's response was, well, no, but how old will you be if you don't graduate and get ordained? A really, really good question. There's no question but that there is a stigma attached to growing old or to being old. Traditionally, old age was associated with wisdom. But in modern times, I think even that might have fallen a bit to the wayside. And there are all sorts of stereotypes associated with old age. Loss of memory, wrinkles, mobility issues, bathroom problems, and so on. But what our topic today is all about is that none of this is significant. And old men, and old women too, by the way, shall dream dreams. And the nature of this message to us is that something like age or any other demographic cannot possibly limit us from being and becoming who we are and what we are supposed to be. There is no statute of limitations for which the miracle of you can no longer happen. There is nothing about you, not your age, not your wrinkles, not your IQ, not your race, not your color, not your looks, absolutely nothing that can prevent you from becoming, well, you. And there's absolutely nothing really that we have to do for this to happen, except allow ourselves to acknowledge that we are immersed in spirit and not allow ourselves to get distracted by things like our age and our wrinkles and our IQ and our race and our looks. It's all about embracing spirit that is already unfolding you all of the time. This is the only thing that matters. Where does it say at some point that it's time to stop living your life? Where does it say that at some time the time is now right for you to start going through the motions and just hang on? Where does it say that you reach a certain age and you are no longer entitled to be happy and joyful? Where does it say that at some point you reach an age and your dreams are no longer valid and it's just time to let go of them? We all share this gift of life. And the nature of that gift is that it is lifelong and it is intended to be fulfilling and joyful and rewarding all the way until the time we draw our last breath and not quit a moment sooner. Let me share a bit more of the words of Peter when he gave that speech. And he was quoting from that prophecy of Joel. I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young people shall see visions, and your old men and women shall dream dreams. Even on the slaves, men and women, shall I pour out my spirit. What this passage is saying is that through spirit, people who would not be expected to do so would rise up to the occasion and do the things that they were not expected to do. Our children aren't supposed to prophesy, right? And our youth, I mean, we all know teenagers and our youth are so into themselves and the whole world revolves around them. They're not supposed to have visions of something better. And as for older people, well, the older we get, the more the expectations tend to get diminished, tend to lessen, not only in our own minds, but in the minds of those that are around us. But what this passage is saying is that it's all a bunch of nonsense. It's all a bunch of bull. It isn't real unless you embrace it as real. I don't know if you've been following the news. This past week, a fascinating story about how a handful of high school students have successfully organized a global climate strike. How dare these young pups think that they can make a difference? Who do they think they are anyway? Who do they think they are? They think that they are young people that can make a difference. They believe that they can make a change in the world and not just accept what is being handed to them. Talk about young people having a vision. Talk about being immersed in spirit. And I'm willing to bet that just about all of us in this room at one point in our lives we're immersed in our own idealism and can somehow relate to this story. There was a time in our life when we were willing to step up and to defy the odds. Do you remember? Do you remember tasting the sweetness of life? Do you remember that incredibly wonderful, passionate first kiss? Do you remember your vision of someday conquering the world? Do you remember a time where just about everything you did in life, your focus was on having fun and doing it? Do you remember a time where maybe you didn't think that you would live forever, but you certainly didn't think you were ever going to die? Do you remember how sweet it was? I have a granddaughter, Ella. 2 weeks ago today, she turned 16. Ella has been blessed. In her young life, she has been fortunate enough to live for a time both in France and in Spain, and she's fluent in both of those languages. Now she's a junior in high school, and she's begun to do her college and university search. And I spoke to her yesterday. I had breakfast with her. She didn't even look at colleges in this country. She's looking at colleges and universities in Germany and in Australia and different parts of the world. I'm willing to bet it's going to happen. But the point of all of this is that age is absolutely of no consequence. The same is true as we get on in years. The vision of vitality, that youthful enthusiasm, the idealism, eventually often seems to give way to growing up. And we are told to stop behaving like children and to grow up. And we trade in our vision for responsibility. And as we really mature, we are told that it's time to let go of our dreams because life in the world, after all, belongs to the young. How ironic. Regardless of whether you are young or old, the world is trying to control you by telling you to act your age. How dumb can it get? Are there any AARP members here? Any ARP members in here? It's really kind of fascinating how over the last few years, ARP has really tried to change what it's about. AARP stands for the American Association of Retired People, but they've tried to respin this now so that it stands for the American Association of Real Possibilities. How cool is that? Talk about a shift. You know, they've moved from a mindset of being done in to a mindset of being all in. Do you know how old Colonel Sanders was when he finally was able to get his, you know, the whole Kentucky Fried Chicken thing established? 62. He wasn't a spring chicken. Have you seen Jennifer Lopez lately? She's still dancing up a storm at the age of 50. Her career is at its absolute peak. Ray Kroc did not really open his first McDonald's franchise until he was 59 years old. And Laura, what's her name, Suze? Laura Ingalls? Laura Ingalls Wilder, thank you. Who is known for her series at A Little House on the Prairie, did not have her first book published until she was 65 years old. If you go online, you will find just hundreds and hundreds of examples, just testimony that how old you are has nothing to do with the elimination of your dreams. A really important aspect of life is our capacity to hold a vision, our capacity to dream a dream. Don't ever sacrifice this or give it away. You don't stop dreaming because you grow old. You grow old because you stop dreaming. And chronologically, yeah, I can accept that. Chronologically, your age may have some bearing about how fast you could run or what your heartbeat might be. But it has absolutely no consequence whatsoever about how deeply you can dream and how much your heart can love. Going back to the Acts of the Apostles, it's so fascinating to understand that they came alive, that they came back to life after their leader, Jesus, takes his leave. They filled that void with themselves. And they were able to have the message of Jesus go viral in the world because they had visions and because they had dreams. They were able to transform their loss because of who they were and what they had. Dare to imagine what it would be like to be so happy to the point of being giddy. So happy that you make people around you wonder whether you have been drinking. Dare to imagine enjoying every single life experience, every smile, every flower, every cool breeze, every thunderstorm. Dare to imagine what it would be like to have everybody understand you, even if they didn't speak English. Because what was coming out of your mouth were words of love and joy and peace. Dare to imagine that you will never, ever, ever grow too old to dream. Let us remember the words of the great prophet Walt Disney. When you wish upon a star, it makes no difference who you are. When your heart is full of love, your dreams come true. And so it is. And amen.